Mary McCartney joins us by phone tonight. If her last name sounds familiar to you, it is because she is the daughter of Paul McCartney of Beatles fame and Linda McCartney, known for her photography and her love of vegetarian foods. Mary has followed in her mother's footsteps and combined recipes, stories, and beautiful photographs in a book titled Food, which we'll talk about tonight. She previously worked with her mother on a range of cookbooks and has been a consultant on Linda McCartney Foods for over a decade. Her first solo photography book, From Where I Stand, was published in 2010. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Mary McCartney.
Hello, thank you for having me.
I want to say that your book feels like a love letter to your family through food and photos, and you kindly invite us to join in. I must say I'm especially partial to the photo of you, I guess, with a very jammy face at probably about 3 or 4. Look a lot like your dad.
I love that. I think doing the book has reminded me how much I love kind of cooking and, you know, in a way, allowing yourself to get a bit messy when you're eating or cooking, because we can get a bit wrapped up with keeping everything clean and perfect. So I think it's a great time to sort of experiment and sort of let yourself enjoy getting a bit messy.
I wanted to certainly mention that you start the book in your introduction by saying, I have a confession to make. By profession, I'm a photographer, not a cook, but cooking is something I love to do. So let's talk about photography first, because this is a talent you shared with your mother. The photographs, I must say, in your book are so luscious that one practically wants to eat the page, if not frame it.
I grew up watching my mom taking photographs and cooking, so I think she's been a huge influence on me, because I grew up in a vegetarian household and she just made it tasty and interesting and exciting. So I never missed meat and I never felt like I was missing out on anything, which I really appreciate. I think I appreciate more now once I left home. At the time, it just seemed normal and natural. And then I also grew up watching her taking photographs. She'd have a camera with her most of the time and she'd snap things that caught her eye during day-to-day life. So in that way, she's really inspired me, and she and I would cook together and talk together and photograph together. So I think I was very lucky to have her kind of influence me and encourage me over the years.
Well, because these photographs are so mouthwatering, I was wondering if time is of the essence when you're photographing food.
Well, there's two main things, I think. It's first of all, I took the photographs during the day in natural daylight, because in the evening, if you have your kitchen lights on, they're often, you know, it creates a sort of yellow cast over the images. So I shot them in natural daylight in the kitchen. I'd make them around lunchtime and then I would take the picture. But as you say, you'd kind of make the meal and photograph it instantly so that it doesn't have time to sort of dry out and look cold and kind of lose that sort of lovely steaming, mouth-watering quality.
Mm. There's a really sweet story you have about making pancakes with your mother. Would you tell us that?
Yes. My mum and I were at home, just the two of us. I can't remember why. I wasn't at college or anything, and she was always quite fun. She just sort of suddenly said, it was sort of at lunchtime, and she said, let's make blueberry pancakes and get back into bed and watch a film. So we made blueberry pancakes and we watched La Dolce Vita, that Italian film, together.
Your dad has apparently a favorite recipe, favorite dish that your mother tries to cook early on in their relationship. So tell us the rice pudding story.
It was when they were getting together, she was cooking for him and she kind of wanted to cook. I think she wanted ideas for meals. So she'd say, like, what do you like? And she wanted to please him with meals that he loved and grew up with. And he didn't really know what to say, but he remembered rice pudding. So he said that he loved rice pudding. And it wasn't something she had grown up eating. So she looked up a recipe for it. But it was quite a posh, gourmet kind of French cookbook. And it was all quite complicated. And it had eggs and all different random things. And it curdled and wasn't very nice at all. In the end, he phoned up his Auntie Jin in Liverpool and she talked Mum through it. And it's so easy. It's just like the one that she used to make was like short grain rice, milk and sugar, and then you bake it. And from that, he loves rice pudding. So I did a twist on that and I've got a coconut rice pudding in the book, which is made with coconut milk, which I think is really nice and has a really luxurious texture to it and really lovely hint of coconut. And then I usually drizzle some chocolate sauce on top.
Mm. Your dad has an interesting addition to Yorkshire pudding, too, which sounds delicious.
Yes, like when we make the traditional sort of Sunday meal, I would make Yorkshire puddings with gravy on and all the trimmings. And he actually grew up where they would have the Yorkshire puddings with the main meal, but if there was any left over, they would warm up some golden syrup and drizzle that on top as a dessert. I mean, that's what I love, because they're his childhood food memories, and it just shows how the memories you make growing up are so evocative. They stay with you forever, don't they? Which is pretty amazing.
I would like to talk about the process of creating this book. Is there a lot that goes into testing the recipes?
Yeah, a lot went into testing the recipes, because it's quite a responsibility to get the recipes right and make sure. I imagine people cooking from the book, some of them haven't been cooking for very long, or they want to follow the recipe and for it to work. So I tested the recipes and tried them out on friends to get their opinion. So it was quite time consuming, but I really wanted to get it as perfect as possible. I'm quite a bit of a perfectionist when I get to that kind of thing, so I had to put in the work to get it right.
If you would, tell us what your favorite birthday meal is.
Growing up, we'd always be able to choose what we wanted for on our birthday, what we wanted for dinner. You could pick anything that you wanted. And I liked quite comfort food kind of meals. So I would ask for my mum's cream of tomato soup and like a cheese and onion quiche with a nice big chef salad. So that still is one of my favorite meals that I like to cook.
Thanks so much for visiting with us tonight. Thanks for this beautiful, delicious book.
It's my pleasure. I'm so glad. Thank you for the positive feedback.
I'm going to enjoy cooking from this. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you very much.
The photographs in Mary McCartney's book, Food, are so luscious and inviting. I don't think anyone could resist heading for the kitchen to join in what she calls uncomplicated cooking that's also delicious and healthy. You'll find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.